8 p.m. last night, we were advised by staff that they detected an odour on site. The odour was the result of an unexpected reaction in one of our production vessels. And at this stage, we're able to confirm that there's been no injuries to staff and certainly no injuries in the community as well. We've also suspended our operations on the site until we're satisfied that all of the issues have been resolved and it is safe to resume operation.
So just in layperson's terms, the process there is mixing chemicals for the manufacture of paint, is that right?
It's to make emulsion polymers, which are water-based resins.
Will you have some sort of investigation into what has taken place there?
Yeah, we're working with the regulator, the regulatory authorities, obviously, and we've engaged a series of experts who will work with our staff, and we've got a very structured approach to dealing with the matter. And that'll involve, I guess, looking at every aspect of the process and also looking at the environmental impact as well.
The overall response to the situation there, obviously it affected a lot of Wangaratta residents. You would be pleased with how your workforce performed and how emergency services worked together?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very thankful for the work that the CFA, the ambulance service and the police have put into this. We're very pleased with the way that Michael, Dick and the other staff members there have interacted. And these incidents are always unfortunate, but it's just nice to see how well the community and the authority and the regulators have worked on this. Well, as far as we can ascertain, the risk has certainly passed. And we will do everything in our power to make sure that we investigate the process, and we will not recommence operations until we're sure that the site is intrinsically safe. We can give that assurance at this point in time.